So for those of you who may or may not know me, I guess I didn't really completely introduce myself. I'm Cheryl Boyer from Kansas State University, where I have an appointment 75% extension, 25 research in nurseries and garden centers. And I have sort of, in the last couple of years, moved towards research in marketing for garden centers. I feel like that's an area that nobody's really touching and nobody's really helping, and we have a big opportunity. So today I'm going to share a little bit with you about what we have learned, like it, pin it, follow it, opportunities and challenges for social media marketing in garden centers and nurseries. So this is our team, and we're excited to be able to share our resources with rural businesses because we really feel strongly that their success can be supported with new media marketing research, which my agricultural communication colleagues prefer the term new media marketing over social media marketing. And that's true because new media encompasses a great variety of new things that come along, and that's going to change constantly, and social media is going to change. So that's a little bit more of a generic term. So that's what we're going with. I'll introduce you to them in just a little bit. I'm going to cover a little bit about this center that we just started, our team, and some of our ongoing research projects, future research projects, ideas. I think we haven't run out of ideas yet. It keeps going. Implications for practitioners. So if you want to take some of this information back, we'll have some notes for that, and then questions. So our timeline so far. In 2012, I believe it was October, I had been thinking for a while about ways I could sort of help the independent garden centers, and I had an idea. I wanted to sort of connect Facebook and a garden center and figure out if we could measure some sort of interaction. But I knew that I couldn't do it by myself. So I got real creative and I searched our website at K-State Research and Extension, and I looked. I knew I would need somebody in ag communications and somebody in ag economics. So I looked through their profiles to see if I could find some people that fit what I felt like we were going to do. And we have ended up being kind of a dream team. We all really work well together and we have a lot of fun. And it's been a wonderful opportunity. So that immediately we did a pilot study at a local garden center in town. And our goal was to try to increase off-season traffic at the garden centers. And so we wanted to pair the garden center, a static, a place in town to go to, with a business that had been online on social media only. And so we worked with a local photographer whose entire business was Facebook only. And we did a joint event with her at the garden center to do Christmas photos. Christmas family photos at the garden center, and our plan was to get people in the door, take the photos, have somebody process the photos, let the people sort of mill around the store and do some shopping, and then leave with their photos on a stick for a certain price. It didn't quite work out the way we had planned, but we learned a lot, and it was a really good pilot study. So we continued our collaboration, and in 2013, we, just that following May, we put together a federal state marketing improvement program grant and got it, and it was the first study that they have supported about social media marketing. So they've been real interested in what we've been learning, and we're still finishing up the end of that, so I'll share you what we've learned. So since then, in 2014, we've just been in the trenches with getting graduate students going and actually conducting the research and analyzing and writing it. We have finished our first graduate student in May. And then earlier this year, in February, we approached our research assistant dean and said we would like to start a center. We were very concise. We had a one-pager that might have gone over to two. And we asked him for 3 years of funding to hire somebody to help us run our center on the promise that we would have it self-funding at the end of 3 years. And he said yes, which was super exciting. And Scott was our first student that we graduated. He started in July, so last month, and we told him he has permission to be our boss. So he's been doing a great job. So this center, what did we want to create? We went with the Center for Rural Enterprise Engagement. Originally, we were calling it Center New, which was Nursery Engagement Works. And then we decided that what we were learning was more applicable to a very wide variety of rural businesses, and that we wanted to be able, we didn't want to be pigeonholed. We wanted to be able to expand that and sort of cover other products and markets in the work that we're doing. And so the mission statement that we wrote is, the Center for Rural Enterprise Engagement seeks to generate research-based knowledge related to new media technologies and rural enterprises while offering hands-on research experiences for graduate and undergraduate students in an effort to serve as a source for local, regional, and national rural enterprise and others involved in improving rural life. So we're kind of covering all three legs of the land grant mission here. We've got research to help folks. I'm the extension. I want that information out to my practitioner so they can begin using it immediately. And then the other two colleagues on this grant are teaching faculty, and so they really want to involve graduate and undergraduate students. So we feel like we have a big vision for what this center can be. So this is Hikaru Peterson. She's our Ag Economics faculty member, and she just left to take a position at Minnesota, I believe, but we're going to continue to work together. And she was real nervous to tell us she was leaving, but we're not saying goodbye. We're a team. And then Laurie Baker is Ag Communications, and I'm the horticulture piece, an extension piece. So this was our first grant, Federal State Marketing Improvement Program. We originally had planned to sort of do more of these events, and we ended up doing interviews. So this is a different kind of data for me, where they interview people and they look for themes and they analyze it, and I'm used to getting my hands dirty. I'm a nursery production person. So it's been interesting and fun, and also a little bit unfamiliar to me. So we interviewed the owners, we interviewed employees, some of which they had different responsibilities with the marketing aspects of the business, and we interviewed some customers, and that's kind of where we learned some interesting things. But what we found in terms of the marketing plan for the garden center is that most of them didn't have a plan at all. Some of them had a real detailed plan about how they were going to do their traditional marketing with newspaper ads, but they didn't have a clue about how to do this new media, social media stuff. They felt like it should be spontaneous, not realizing that it should be part of their strategy and planning in order to have a positive effect. Most of them saw social media marketing as word of mouth marketing, and they didn't think that there was much of a direct economic impact, but that they felt like it was good to use, but they weren't really sure why or what they were getting out of it. But what really surprised us was that customers want selling. We had some of the business owners saying, "I can't sell. I can't sell at all. That is not allowed," which is, it's not true, right? Like, you need to be having a conversation, and then when it comes time to have a sale or to have someone in your network want to purchase something, then they'll go to you because they feel like they have a relationship with you, and that's kind of the point of social media marketing, but they didn't get that at all. They felt like that was out of their league, whereas the customers were telling us, "I follow your page because I want to know more about you and to get answers to some of my questions, but I also want to know when there's a sale." And I don't think it's fair that the only people that know about the sales are those that, you know, read the traditional advertising, the newspapers. Why aren't you telling me there's a sale, on the Facebook page? So that's where we're kind of looking at next. So we were surprised by that finding. So that was on sort of the ag communications side of it. Right now we're in the middle of the ag econ side, so we can try to put some numbers to this. So we're doing a green industry survey, which is a comprehensive look at use of marketing practices in general. So it kind of covers everything. We're trying to get at social media, but we don't want only people who are using social media to fill it out. We want everybody to fill it out if we can. So we're trying to understand use and resources allocated to new media marketing, identify the catalysts and barriers, time seems to be a big one, for adopting new media marketing, and plans to reach as many green industry businesses with retail information as we can. And my graduate student is waiting on me to help with that. So where we're going to take this in the future, we are looking at an AFRI proposal with online communication and marketing for farm-based enterprises around the nation, communication audits for these farm-based enterprises to show what their online presence truly is, and then a national survey of sample farm-based enterprises. We applied for a Kansas Department of Ag proposal and a HRI proposal where we're looking at things from the consumer's perspective. So what will the consumers respond to? What do they want to see on a Facebook post? What, you know, what is interesting to them and what will they use? So we want to take that in order to make specific recommendations for social media marketing strategies and figure out if there's a value to some of these things that we're looking at. So for practitioners, those of you who are taking notes, these are things that we want to put together almost as services in ways that we might fund our center in the future. We want to be able to help these businesses. Some of them want, you know, we like to think that they'll read things like white papers and we can prepare that and provide it in the blog. But the reality is a lot of them want their hands to be held or they want to hire somebody to do it for them. So one of our ideas that we've considered is perhaps certifying some of the agricultural communication students so that they can do some of this marketing for the garden centers. And in that way, they feel like they have quality marketing, but they don't have to do it themselves and they don't have to invest or hire somebody just for that. So for those people who are doing the marketing for the garden centers, number one, you want to determine your goals. Most of these people are just sort of throwing it out there. They have no idea what their goals should be or could be for their business. Then number two, make a plan and invest the time and the resources to do it. Number three, talk to your customers. Make it be a two-way street. It needs to be, you know, responding to what they say. Don't just put it out and then not go back to it. But you also don't have to be married to your computer all day long either. There's a happy medium. Number four, connect with education, personal interest, and selling. Selling can be needs to be a piece of that, but it doesn't need to be all of it. And number five, evaluate. So I think that some of those social media analytics can get real muddy really fast. And so we want to be able to help garden centers sort through that to know whether or not their efforts are being used well, and if they're having the impact that they want. So that leads me to number six. Just stay tuned. We've got lots and lots of good things coming down the pipeline, and we're excited to be working in our Center for Rural Enterprise Engagement. And did I go over my time? Probably. No, I didn't. So I will take some questions if you have some. Nobody? Are we giving them content to talk about, like, as recommendations?
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to that point yet. We have a variety of ideas because I think very telling, one of the really active garden centers said, I don't want the same information that you're giving everybody else. I want information from, so we're in Kansas, I want information from somebody in Maine, somebody that's really far away from me so that nobody else right around me is getting the same ideas. So they wanted completely separate ideas. But then we've got the garden centers who have not got a clue and they need something. And for me, like, I can think of things to post really easily and it surprises me that they can't. But I think that it's a personality issue too, because a lot of people that do garden centers, you know, they or they're growers. Their passion is plants are growing. You know, they don't necessarily think about translating all the education that they're doing in the garden center to social media, so people are thinking about them all the time. Amy.
Be able to offer that or 70 miles, you know, so that it kind of, I don't know.
Right, I agree. So you're asking if there will be a market for businesses wanting their own individualized packet of marketing plan and things to post about. And we think that that is one way that we might be able to fund the center, is to maybe, you know, offer that and provide a price for that information. They're telling us these days to be more entrepreneurial. And so I feel like the ways that we just figure out to fund our center are also going to be something that's worthy of doing research on and sharing what we've learned. But I definitely think that that is an option. We can provide that information to them. We can even schedule it for them. Like, there'd be all sorts of levels of things that they could subscribe to. Originally, I think we thought we would just train the practitioners, but I think there are going to be some that want that and some that want completely different levels of support. So we're going to have to put a lot of research into how we price that and value it. So that's a good question. It's exciting though.